의라에서
Today's Amud is Beitza Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Beis Amabez, the second line from the bottom, by the words of Yosef Amar. So we're still in the middle of discussing the first machlekes that the Mishnah mentioned on Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah brought a machlekes regarding an egg that's laid on Yontif. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to eat the egg, and Beis Hillel said you're not allowed to eat the egg. And so we brought so far two mahalchim in terms of how to understand the machlekes, what the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is. And on today's Amud, we're going to bring another two mahalchim in how to understand the machlekes. The first two mahalchim that the Gemara brought, the first one was on Beis Amud Aleph. That was the sheet of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is the machlekes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda about muksa. Beis Shammai holds you're allowed to eat the egg, because Beis Shammai holds like Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold of muksa, who has a very limited view of what is considered muksa, and therefore Beis Shammai said you're allowed to eat the egg, there's no problem of muksa, or more specifically, there's no problem of nailad, Beis Hillel said you're not allowed to eat the egg, because Beis Hillel holds, at least when it comes to Hilchos Yontif, Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Islay Muksa, who holds a Muksa, and the egg is going to be a problem of Nailad. It wasn't something that the person going into Shabbos expected to ever happen. It was the egg that was laid on Yontif. So therefore, the egg is going to be Muksa, and that's why Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to eat the egg. So that was the Machlekes, that was the way Rav Nachman explained the Machlekes. And then on Beis Amabez, in the previous year, we had the sheet of Rabba, that Rabba said that the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is with regards to achana. Rabba is the Baal HaShita who holds of achana. We call it achana de Rabba. He holds that there's an iser d'araisa to prepare on Yontif for Shabbos or from Shabbos to Yontif. And he told us the scientific fact that any time an egg is laid, so you know that it was ready finished the day before. So on the Yontif, which is Chal, right after Shabbos, so there's going to be a problem, according to Beis Hillel, who holds of this, Achana de Rabba, there's going to be a problem to eat the egg, because being that it was laid today on Yontif, that means it was finished yesterday on Shabbos. So it comes out that Shabbos was Mechin, was preparing for Yontif, so that's an issue. And then therefore, Chazal Regeizer, even on a regular Yontif, when it's not a Yontif, which is Chal on the Matzah Shabbos, even on a standard Yontif, there's going to be a problem, according to Beis Hillel, to eat the egg, a Gzeira Otu Yontif, which is Chal after Shabbos. So that was the Shita of Rabba, that the Machlekes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is with regards to this Hachana de Rabba. Beis Shammai doesn't hold of this Hachana de Rabba, and Beis Hillel held of this Hachana de Rabba, and that's why Beis Hillel said, you're not allowed to eat the egg. So that was the first two Mahalchim, Rav Nachman and Rabba. Now says the Gemara, the third Mahalach, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says that it's a Gzeira Mishum Peris Anayshrim. The reason for Beis Hillel, who says you're not allowed to eat the egg, meaning really we're talking about a hen that was Aymei La'achila, the person who owned this hen, he was planning on eating this hen, shachting the hen for his Yontif Day Suda. And so, technically speaking, it should come out that there's nothing wrong with eating the egg, being that he was going to shach the chicken, the hen. He was going to shech the hen. And then once he shechs it, so anything inside of it is mutter to eat, including the egg. So then when the egg is laid without the shechita, it's not muksa. The person was planning on eating it. So luchar, there's no problem of muksa. So why does Beis Hillel say you're not allowed to eat the egg? Says Rabbi Yosef, it's a gzeira mishum peiros haneishrin. You're not allowed to eat this egg, just like you're not allowed to eat an apple that falls off of a tree. The halacha is that if an apple falls off a tree on Shabbos or Yontif, you're not allowed to eat the apple. So just like when an apple falls off a tree, you're not allowed to eat the apple, so too the egg, which is laid from the hen, you're not allowed to eat the egg. So the Gemara is going to explain. Amar le Abaye. Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef, that doesn't seem to make any sense. Because Peirush HaNoshrin in time of mine, what's the reason why you're not allowed to eat an apple which falls off of a tree on Yontif? Why can't you eat peiros that fall off the tree? It's a gzeira shemi yalav yitlosh. The reason why you're not allowed to eat an apple which falls off of a tree on Shabbos or Yontif, it's a gzeira shemi yalav yitlosh. It's a gzeira derabanan, because if we allow you to eat an apple which falls off a tree, So Chazal were concerned that if a person sees he's allowed to eat the apple, he may climb up the tree and pluck off the apple from the tree. He might be over on the Isser Malacha of Kaitzer by plucking the apple off the tree. So therefore, says Abaye, it comes out that the problem with eating an apple which falls off of a tree is only the Rabbanon Atu, because of Gzeira, maybe a person is going to be over on Kaitzer. So it comes out, he goof Gzeira. So it comes out, the apple which falls off a tree, the fact that you're not allowed to eat that apple, that itself is a Gzeira. And we're going to go and we're going to say now that you also can't eat an egg which is laid from a hen on Yontif, because of Gzeira Atu, Paris Hanayshrin Atu, that case of the apple, that case of the apple itself is a Gzeira. Chazal don't make Gzeiras on top of Gzeiras. Although we find many places Chazal make a Gzeira, they only make a Gzeira to guard a D'araisa. Chazal don't make Gzeiras to guard a D'Rabbanan, to guard something which in itself is a Gzeira. So being that Paris Hanayshrin themselves is a Gzeira, it's only a Gzeira you might come to pluck the apple off the tree. So why would Chazal say that you can't eat an egg that's laid from a hen on Yontif just because of Paris and Aishan? That sounds like Gzeira L'Gzeira. So that's a bias kasha to Rabbi Yosef, to which Rabbi Yosef responds that no, kula chad Gzeira hi. That it's not a problem of Gzeira Gzeira, it's all one Gzeira. The way Rashi learns kula chad Gzeira hi, at least in this context, is that Abaye understood that when Rabbi Yosef said that you're not allowed to eat the egg which is laid from the hen on Yontif because of Paris and Aishrin, so the pshat is that Rabbi Yosef was saying that you're not allowed to eat the egg unto the apple, unto an apple which falls off of a tree, because if we allow you to eat this egg, you might come to eat an apple which falls off the tree. To which Abaye had a good kasha. Well, what's wrong with eating that apple? That eating that apple itself is only an Issur D'Rabbanan. So this is a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Rabbi Yosef is saying that no, kulucha d'gzeira hi, you got the wrong pshat. Rabbi Yosef didn't mean to say that the reason why you can't eat the egg is because then you might come to eat an apple which falls off of a tree. Rather, what Rabbi Yosef is saying is that when Chazal made their gzeira against Paris Hanayshin, when they said that you're not allowed to eat an apple which falls off of a tree because you might come to then pluck the apple off the tree, so they made a gzeira on Paris Hanayshin, that was the geder of the gzeira. They said any time a pre falls off of its source, you're not allowed to eat it. So included in that gzeira was an egg which is laid from a hen. An egg which is laid from a hen is also something which falls out of its original source. So that's part of that same gzeira. It's not to a case where it's not because you might come to now eat the apple which falls off the tree. It's because when Chazal said you can't eat Paris and Aishrin, so an egg which is laid on Yontif is considered a Paris. It's included in Paris and Aishrin. And that's what Rabbi Yosef meant to say. That's why Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to eat an egg which is laid on Yontif, because it's included in the gzeira of Paris and Aishrin. Now, even though Paris and Aishrin won't apply to the egg, there's no concerns over here. If you eat the egg, that you might come to what? Squeeze the egg out of the chicken? There is no kaitzer when it comes to the egg. But this was included in that gzeira. When Chazal said that you can't eat Paris HaNaishrin because of kaitzer, so eggs being laid from hens, even though the reason doesn't apply, it's all part of that same gather. All Paris HaNaishrin are Asr Midrabanan. Included in that is an egg that's laid on Yontif. Now the Rishayim point out that l'chayr we're talking about Yontif over here, so what would be wrong with picking an apple off of a tree on Yontif? The whole thing over here, the whole basis of this Isser, now it comes out, is because of the case where a person might come to climb the tree and pick the apple off the tree. Is there something wrong with picking an apple off of a tree on Yontif? I thought there's a heter of Eichel Nefesh. So what's wrong with picking an apple off of a tree? So this is a little bit of a misconception. It seems that some maybe understand that Eichel Nefesh means that any malacha on Yontif is mutter if you're doing it for the sake of food. And that's not true, as we see from this Gemara, that you're not allowed to pick an apple off of a tree on Yontif. Not all malacha is mutter just because you're doing it for food. So the Rishonim give different reasons, different ways of, I should say, as explaining what exactly the heter of Eichel Nefesh is. Taisus over here in our Gemara, Taisus brings from the Yerushalmi, Taisus' Shita is that the heter of Eichel Nefesh is only from the malachas of Elisha and Omri. onwards, from the malacha of kneading and onwards till the end of the 39 malachas, those are the malachas that could potentially have a heter of eichel nefesh. Anything before Lisha, Taisus says, does not have a heter of eichel nefesh. That's Taisus's yisayid. Other yisayidim say that no, eichel nefesh could apply to other malachas, but certain malachas which are typically done liyamim harbe, they're typically done in large stock, like kaitzer, you don't harvest one apple, you typically harvest a lot of apples, so it's done typically liyamim harbe, those types of malachas have an iser derabanan to perform them. Different shitas of how to understand the heter of eichel nefesh, perhaps at a later time we'll get into it, but the point is that you see from here, from this gemara, is that there is, it's not that every single time a person does a malacha just because it's for food, it's mutter. That's one thing, though, to take away, at least for now, from this Gemara. That not every malacha is mutter just because you're doing it for food, and picking an apple off of a tree is usser, kimavur, in the Gemara over here. So now again, so Rabbi Yosef says that that's the pshan in Beis Hillel, that that's why you can't eat the egg that's laid on Yontif. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, a fourth pshat, a fourth mahalach in how to understand Beis Hillel, and the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, is that it's a gzeira mishum mashkin shezavu. So it's a similar pshat. The reason why you're not allowed to eat an egg that's laid from a hen on Yontif, it's because of Xera, you might come to eat or drink liquid which gets squeezed from a fruit on Yontif. You might come to have some grape juice, meaning a grape that gets squeezed. You might come to drink some of that juice. And what's the problem with drinking the juice from a grape? So Amar Le Abaye asked Rabbi Yitzchak, Mashkin Shezavu Tamamai, what's the only reason why? What's the reason why you're not allowed to have juice which comes from a grape? It's exerish emi yischayit. It's because Chazal were concerned if they allowed you to have that juice, you might come to squeeze the grape. If they allowed you to have the juice that gets squeezed out of an orange on Shabbos, just naturally it gets removed from the orange. Chazal were concerned you might come to squeeze the orange on Shabbos. So the only problem with drinking mashkin shezavu is only because of exera. You might come to be over on schita. So it comes out, he goof exera. So again, similar cash as before. So the whole thing itself, the only iser to drink this juice is because of exera. And we're going to make exera l'exera and say that you're not allowed to eat the egg which is laid from a hen on Yontif because of exera. You might come to drink this juice. This juice itself is only asa to drink midrabanan. So again, says the Gemara, the same teretz, kulachad exerahi. That no, it's all one exera, which again, Rashi explains that the pshat is that what Rabbi Yitzchak means to say is that when Chazal asered mashkin shezavu, when they asered orange juice, meaning when they asered juice which flows from an orange on Shabbos or Yontif, and they said all mashkin shezavu is aser because they were concerned that the person might come and squeeze the orange on Shabbos or Yontif, which is a malacha of dash, it's being seiched, it's chita. So when they asered the mashkin, the liquid which comes out of the fruit, and they said mashkin shezavu is aser, included in the gzera of mashkin shezavu, of liquid which is removed from its source, is an egg that's laid from a hen. Which again, even though the reason doesn't apply over here, that was included in the gedder of the gzera of mashkin shezavu, that an egg that's laid from a hen is aser. That's the reason for Beis Hillel that you're not allowed to eat the egg on Yontif. So now says the Gemara. So again, we have four mahalchim now. We have Rav Nachman who said a pshat in muksa, that Beis Hillel says you can't eat the egg because of muksa. Rabbi said you can't eat the egg because of hachana, because it was prepared from the day before on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef says because of peres and aishrin, and Rabbi Yitzchak says because of mashkin shezavu. So says the Gemara, kulu ki Rav Nachman le'amri, the fact that everyone, no one else says like Rav Nachman, Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, none of them wanted to say like Rav Nachman, that we could understand, kikushyon, like we had a kash on Rav Nachman. Rabbi, we had on Beis Mabez that we had a kash on Rav Nachman, that if Rav Nachman is right, that the machlekes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is a general machlekes about muksa, so why talk about the egg? Talk about the hen. That was our kasha. So that kasha could have been the reason why no one else wanted to say like Rav Nachman. Kerabba nami loy amri, I also understand why no one else wanted to say like Rabbo, that the reason for Beis Hillel is because of Achana, because Achana lasluhu. And that reason was Rabbi Lishitasle. Like we said, it's called Achana de Rabbah. Rabbah is the one who holds of Achana. The other Amorayim, the Chayr, they don't hold of Achana. They don't hold that there's a problem of Achana, at least Midar Raisa. And therefore, they didn't want to say like Rabbah's Pshat. Ella says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, my time lo amak Rav Yitzchak. The two Mahalchim that are very similar are these last two that we just said, Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak. So we're going to have to know why each one didn't want to say like the other. So the Gemara is going to ask both directions, but first the Gemara says that Rav Yosef, why didn't he want to say like Rav Yitzchak? Why didn't he say that the reason for that for Beis Hillel is because of Mashkin Shazavu, like Rav Yitzchak said? Why does he say it's because of Paris and Aishrin? Say it's because of Mashkin Shazavu, like Rav Yitzchak? So says the Gemara, Amar Lach, Rabbi Yosef will tell you that no, Beitza Uchla, Upeiris Uchla. Then no, it makes more sense to compare an egg that's laid on Yontif to Paris and Aishrin because a Beitza is food and Peiris are food. So it's more similar to Paris and Aishrin. Lafuke Mashkin de Lav Uchla. As opposed to liquids, Mashkin Shazavu, that's referring to liquids, a Beitza is not a liquid. And therefore, it would make more sense to compare the egg, which is laid from the hand, to Paris and Aishrin than it would to compare it to Mashkin Shazavu. Rav Yitzchak, my time will amak Rav Yosef. And why doesn't Rav Yitzchak, who said that the reason for Beis Hillel is because of Mashkin Shazavu, why didn't he say like Rav Yosef that the reason is because of Paris and Aishrin? So Amar Lach, Rav Yitzchak would tell you that no, Beitza Belua u'Mashkin Beluin. That a Beitz is more similar to Mashkin Shazavu. Because by both of them, they are completely absorbed and hidden from the eye. The Beitza is absorbed in the hen. It's not something that you see. Just like the Mashkin, the juice of the orange, is inside of the orange. La'afuke peiros de migalu v'kaimu. As opposed to peiros, perishanoshrin, like an apple which falls off the tree, an apple wasn't absorbed in the tree. The apple was hanging on the tree. So if I'm thinking about which one, the egg, which is laid from the hen, which one it's more similar to? Is it more similar to an apple on a tree? Or is it more similar to the juice of an orange? Says Rav Yitzchak, I see it as being more similar to the juice of an orange because they're both absorbed in its source and it comes out from the place where it's absorbed. So it's not similar to the apple on the tree. So that's why Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef each said specifically the way they said it and not like the other. So now we finish the four Mahalchim in the explaining the Machloikas Beshamu Beisel in the Mishnah. So now still for the next little bit, the Gemara is still going to now focus still on these different Mahalchim. But before we do that, says the Gemara that we have another Amira that we could figure out which Shita he holds of. Says the Gemara, V'af Rabbi Yochanan Savar Gzeira Mishum Mashkin Shezavu. It's clear that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yitzchak that the Pshat in the Mishnah is Mashkin Shezavu. Even though Rabbi Yochanan didn't, at least to our knowledge, speak about our Mishnah on Beitza, Beiza, and Aleph directly, he never told us directly how he understood the Machlekes Beishami or Beis Hillel. We could infer from something that Rabbi Yochanan said that he held like Rabbi Yitzchak, that the reason for the Gzeirah, that the reason for Beis Hillel, that you're not allowed to eat an egg that's laid on Yontif, is because of Mashkin Shazavu. How do we know that? The Rabbi Yochanan Rami, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, Umishani. It's from a stira that Rabbi Yochanan once asked within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and he gave a teretz, but from the etzem fact that he asked this kasha that we're about to bring, you see that he held that the gzera of the beitza was because of Mashkin Shazavu. The only way his kasha would be a kasha is if he understood our Mishnah like Rabbi Yitzchak, that the reason why Beis Hillel said you can't eat the egg is because of Mashkin Shazavu. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, what's this stira that Rabbi Yochanan asked? He asked as follows, that Tanan, we have a Mishnah Masechah Shabbos that says, Ein seichten es ha-peiros lo-haitzei mehen mashkin. That you're not allowed to squeeze peiros on Shabbos. You're not allowed to get the juice out by squeezing the fruit on Shabbos. It's schita, it's a toldo of dash. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Ve'im yatzu me'atzmon. Let's say you have juice which escapes the fruit by itself. Let's say you have the juice of an orange which just leaks out of the orange. It's a juicy orange. The juice leaks out. What's the status of that juice? Are you allowed to drink it? Says the Tanakama Asurin. Then no, you're not allowed to drink the juice because if we allow you to drink the juice, you might come to squeeze the orange. So that's the Gzeira of Mashkin Shazavu, a Gzeira Shama Yischoid. If we allow you to drink the juice, you might come to squeeze the orange. So that's the sheet of the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda's Chaylik, and Rabbi Yehuda says that no, Imla Eichlin, if your intentions with that orange was to have it to eat, you were planning on eating the orange, so then Hayaitze Mehen Mutter. So then if the juice naturally flows out of the orange over Shabbos, that juice you're allowed to drink, it's Mutter. The Imla Mashkin, however, if you were planning on juicing that orange, after Shabbos of course, if you were planning on having some Sunday morning freshly squeezed orange juice, so then So then if juice naturally seeps out over Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to drink that juice. So it depends on what your intentions were. If your intentions were to use it for the juice, so then we have Xavier, you might come to squeeze it, then you're not allowed to have the juice. But if you weren't planning on squeezing it, you were planning on eating the orange, so then you're allowed to drink the juice. There's no Xavier that you might come to squeeze it. So what do you see from here? Alma, you see from here that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Eichlin Rabbi Yehuda Ochlo Da'afrisu. You see, so long as your intentions were to eat it, or more specific, so long as your intentions weren't to squeeze it, so then we view the juice which comes out as just being food which is separated from food. It's like part of the chicken on your bone that gets separated from the other piece of the chicken. It's just food which gets separated from food. It's not included in the Gzeira of Mashkin Shezavu because we don't view it as a liquid which is separating from its food. We look at it like it's food separating from food. That would be the reason why the orange juice, when you weren't planning on squeezing the orange, it's not included in the gzeira of mashkin shezavu because Rav Yehuda doesn't view that liquid as being mashkin. That would be the pshat. So that's the Mishnah in Shabbos. Or a minhu, now Rav Yechanan asked the stira. Because on the one hand, we have this Mishnah in Shabbos, like we just said, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as you weren't planning on squeezing the orange, so we view the liquid as being food. However, says the Braisa, says Rabbi Yochanan, that we have a Braisa which says as follows, V'oid Am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, that Masna Adam al Kalkala shall peiros b'yom tiv rishon v'eichlo b'sheni. So Rabbi Yehuda here is talking about 2 days of Yom Tif, or more specifically, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, And a person, he forgot to take off trumas and maestras. He wants to have these delicious dates for the simanim. And he realized he never took off trumas and maestras from the dates. So now on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, there's not going to be anything he could do. He's going to be stuck. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that for the second night of Rosh Hashanah, there's an Eitzah. And the Eitzah is as follows. The reason for the Eitzah is, just we need some background information that probably all of us know already, is that the reason why we have 2 days of Yontif in general, anytime we have 2 days of Yontif, it's because of Sveika D'Yoma. Being that there are people that might not know when Beis Din made it Rosh Chodesh, so therefore, we have to keep another day Misafik on Rosh Hashanah, which is so most Yomim Tovim, like Sukkot and Pesach, and Eretz Yisrael only keep one day. Because by the time we get to the 15th day of the month, like by Sukkot or Pesach, everyone in Eretz Yisrael know when Beis Din made it Rosh Chodesh, they don't have a Sveika D'Yoma. On Rosh Hashanah, where it's the first day of the month, so even Bnei Eretz Yisrael wouldn't know when Beis Din made it Rosh Chodesh, so therefore even Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah keep 2 days of Yontif. It's all because of a Suffolk though. Now we'll discuss this more in details when we get to the Gemara and Daled Amud Beis to know how much we view this as really being a suffix. But for now, let's just view it like that it's a Sveika D'Yoma. Each day we keep Yontif just misafik. So now, being that each day is a suffix, every day, both days of Rosh Hashanah, it's a suffix if it's a weekday. It might just be an ordinary Thursday, or it might be Rosh Hashanah. And then the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it might just be an ordinary Erev Shabbos, or it might be Rosh Hashanah. So said Rabbi Yehuda, this person now, he forgot to take off Trumas and Maestras from his dates. So on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maestras on Yontif. So he's going to be stuck. However, Rabbi Yehuda says like this, what you could do is take off Trumas and Maestras from the dates and make a Tanai. Make a Tanai and say as follows. On the first night of Rosh Hashanah, take off Trumas and Maestras and say that if today is just a regular Thursday, it's just a regular Thursday, so then I don't want this to Trumas and Maisers to take effect, because then I do want it to take effect. If it's just a regular weekday, it's just a regular Thursday, so then I'm taking off Trumas and Maisers right now. And if today is really Rosh Hashanah, so then I don't want what I'm doing right now to take effect. So that's what he does. Fine. He still can't eat it, because maybe it is Rosh Hashanah, in which case he did not take off Trumas and Maisers. However, now on the second night, he could do the same thing. On the second night, he takes off Trumas and Maisers again, and he says, if tonight is really Rosh Hashanah, so then yesterday I already took off Trumas and Maisers from these dates, because that means that yesterday was just a regular weekday. And if yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, so that means today is just a regular weekday, so then now I want the Trumas and Maisers to take effect. And now, Mimanifshach, on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, he'll be able to eat the dates. It will be considered that he took off the Trumas and Maisers, because either tonight is a weekday, or yesterday was a weekday. One of the days is a weekday, and he took off the Trumas and Maisers. So again, V'ayit Amar of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said further, that Masna Adam al Kalkalo shall Peris B'yam Tivrishayin, V'aychlo B'sheini, a person can make a Tanai on the first night, on the first day of Yontif, and then he could eat it on the second day by making the same Tanai. He could then eat it on the second day. And v'chein beitza shenolda berishayin te'achal b'sheini. And Rabbi Yehuda said further another halacha, that if you have an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so you can't eat the, you're not allowed to eat the egg, because it's Rosh Hashanah, or at least maybe it's Rosh Hashanah. But then on the second day of Yontif, you're allowed to eat the egg, because you have the same Mimanifshach. Either yesterday was a regular weekday, so it was an egg that was born during the week. So that means it was prepared going into Rosh Hashanah, I'm allowed to eat it today. Today's Rosh Hashanah, but it was born yesterday, so I'm allowed to eat the egg. Or yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, so then the egg yesterday was Aser, but now today's a regular weekday. So now today I'm allowed to eat the egg. So Mimanifshach, on the second day, Rabbi Yehuda said you're allowed to eat the egg. So that's the Braisa. That's the second member of Rabbi Yehuda. So now, Rabbi Yechonin's kasha was like this, that it's b'sheni in b'rishayin loy. It's clear from Rabbi Yehuda that you're only allowed to eat the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But you're not allowed to eat the egg on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, why aren't you allowed to eat the egg on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? So said Rabbi Yechlan, it must be because it's a gzera of Mashkin Shezavu. And if so, ask Rabbi Yechlan, avastira in Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah and Shabbos told us that anytime you're not planning on squeezing something so it doesn't have a din mashkin, we look at it like it's food. It's ukhla da'afrasu. But then over here we see that Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to eat a beitza shenol de biyamtif. He says only on the second day you're allowed to eat it, because then you have a mimanifshach. But on the first day, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to eat it. So ask Rabbi Yechlan, avastira. Now if Rabbi Yechlan understood that Rabbi Yehuda held of any of the other three reasons that we gave for explaining the Mishnah, so then this wouldn't be a kasha. The fact that an egg is aser, an egg that's laid on Yontif is aser to eat, could be because of muksa, could be because of achana, could be because of peris and aishrin. So now what shaychus does that have with the Mishnah and Shabbos? Rabbi Yechonon asks us as a stira that shows you, obviously he understood that the reason for a beitza, shanol de biyamtif, the reason that it's aser according to Beis Hillel to eat, it must be it's because of mashkin shezavu, meaning what we view it as being a mashkin, and if so, Rabbi Yechonon asked the stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Umeshani, Rabbi Yechonon muchlach v'sashita. And then Rabbi Yechonon answers that you have to switch around the Mishnah and Shabbos, switch around the shitas. That Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that even the liquid which seeps out of the fruit by itself, even though you were planning on you weren't planning on squeezing it, it's still going to be aser. It still has a din of mashkin, and it was the Chachamim who said that it's mutter. You have to switch around the shitas, but that's what Rabbi Yechonon said to answer the kasha. Al kopanu min yanenu umidikamar miluhu adadi. But you see from the fact that he asked it as a stira, beitza shenol de biyamtif, to Rabbi Yehuda's din of mashkin shezavu shema minach ataymuhu. You see, Rabbi Yechonon obviously understood that the reason for a beitza shenol de biyamtif that's aser to eat according to Beis Hillel, it's because of gzeira of mashkin shezavu. Now that we mentioned the stira of Rabbi Yehuda, so now the Gemara just brings another two terutzim that Ravina amar la'ilum la'itepo. Ravina said you could answer the kasha without switching around any mishnayis, without switching any girsais. Rabbi Yehuda l'divrei derabbanan kamar lehu. And I'll tell you that Rabbi Yehuda in a Chanami, he holds the Beitza Shanol de Biyamtav is mutter to eat, because he doesn't hold of Mashkin Shazavu, so therefore he holds its mutter. Taisa says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no Machlaikas Beishami and Beisilel. Everybody holds your allowed to eat a Beitza Shanol de Biyamtav. In that conversation that Rabbi Yehuda said that on the second day of Yamtif, you're allowed to eat the egg, Rabbi Yehuda was talking to the Rabbanan. And he was telling them like this, that Lididi, according to me, Afila Berisha Inami Sharia. I hold that even on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you'll be allowed to eat the egg, the Ochla Da'afris, because it's all food. There's no gzera of Mashkin Shazavu, because I don't view the egg as being Mashkin, because you weren't planning on squeezing it. So it's Ochla Da'afrisu. Alaladidchu, but according to you, that you say that the egg is still going to be Aser to eat, but Oidili Mihas the Besheni Sharia. At least be maided to me that on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it, the Shtei Kedusha is Hain. Because each day of Rosh Hashanah is like its own day of Kedusha, meaning it's another way of describing Sveika Diyayma. Shtei Kedusha is like another way of describing Sveika Diyayma, which again we'll get to the details of this terminology of Shtei Kedusha is when we get to the Gemara and Dalma Beis. But Rabbi Yehuda was telling the Rabbanon that even though you hold the Beit HaShanol de B'yamtiv is Aser, at least be minded to me that on the second day of Rosh Hashanah you're allowed to eat it because it's Tu Kedusha, it's a Sveika D'Yayma, so be manifshach, you're good to go on the second day. V'amri le Rabbanan, but no, the Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Yehuda that lo, no, you're not allowed to eat the egg even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah because Kedusha Achasi, because we hold that the fact that the idea that we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's not because it's Sveika D'Yayma, it's because we view it like it's one long day of Kedusha, which again, we'll see the details of that on Dalam Abayz, but they were saying that we don't view it like it's a Sveika D'Yayma, so you lost your Mimanifshach, and the egg is going to be Aser also on the second day. So that's Ravina's Teretz to answer the Stira, that the Rabbi Yehuda and Echanami would tell you that the Beitza is Mutter even on the first day. Rabbi Yehuda was just talking to the Rabbanan, telling them, at least be minded to me, that on the second day of Rosh Hashanah it should be Mutter. And the Rashba says that the Gemara is not Medaik from here, that Ravina also holds that the reason for the Mishnah is because of Mashkin Shazavu, meaning just like we were Medaik from Rabbi Eichnan, that from the fact that he had this as a Kasha, it must be that he holds that the reason for the Mishnah is because of Mashkin Shazavu. The Gemara should have said the same thing now, Bidas Ravina, that you see from Ravina, from the fact that he cared to give a teretz to this Kasha, it must be he understood that the din of the Mishnah was because of Mashkin Shazavu. However, the Rashba says that the Gemara is not Medaik this, because it could be Ravina was just coming to answer the Kasha once Rabbi Eichnan asked it. In a Chanami, Ravina maybe would never have asked this as a Kasha. Once Rabbi Eichnan asked it, so now Ravina is answering it. And Ravina Breid Rav Ula Amar, Ravina Breid Rav Ula says a third teretz to this Stira in Rabbi Yehuda, that Hacha B'Tarnegoilas Haimedes L'Gadol Beitzim, that here we're not talking about a chicken that a person was planning on eating, we're talking about a chicken that a person just has to raise eggs. Rabbi Yehuda L'Tameh De'Islei Muksa. And the reason why Rabbi Yehuda therefore says you're not allowed to eat the egg on the first day of Yontif is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. Rabbi Yehuda is the Shita who holds of Muksa. So that's why he held that you could only eat the egg on the second day. It's because here we're not talking about an egg that you were planning on eating. We were talking a hen that you were planning on eating. We're talking about a hen that you just had the Gadol Beitzim. And if so, the egg which is Nailad from this hen is a problem of Nailad. And Mamela, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to eat it on the first day, but you could eat it on the second day because of the Mimanifshach, so that's the answer to the Stira. But again, the reason why we brought all of this was just to point out, just to prove that Rabbi Eichnan, and this we kept with, that Rabbi Eichnan clearly holds, like Rabbi Yitzchak, that the reason for our Mishnah is because of Mashkin Shazavu. So we brought four Mahalchim, Rav Nachman, Rabbah, Rav Yosef, and Rabbi Yitzchak, and the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Eichnan holds like Rabbi Yitzchak.